We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're continuing our conversation with some Fort Riley officials. We've shuffled in some new people here into the studio from Fort Riley. We're going to talk to the president of the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. That's Mary Teller. We also have the Pie King and Queen here. We have Amanda Stewart. She's the Pie Queen. And Chris Stewart, who is the Pie King. And Chris, I don't have your official title there at Fort Riley. What is your official title besides Pie King?
I'm a First Sergeant at Fort Riley as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. And thank you, Mary and Amanda, for being here as well.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, let's talk about the duties of a Pie Queen. I guess we'll direct it first to you, Amanda. Go ahead and tell us what are your duties as Pie Queen?
As a Pie Queen, you have a lot of responsibilities, and together with my husband's help, the Pie King, we've reached out to members of the community to try and build relationships.
I'm going to butt in here because I'm here to support the Queen, and the goal is to preserve the history, ultimately, of Fort Riley and tradition through the making of apple pies by partnering with the community to build the event for Apple Days.
All right. We were talking to our other guests here in the first segment of just kind of how this has been a longstanding tradition on Fort Riley. Mary, and maybe you can kind of tell us kind of how this has grown over the years.
So we have grown over the years thanks to our relationships we are able to build within the community. As history has evolved on the base, we have a very strong relationship with the museum, Dr. Bob and Deb. We focus on year to year. You know, something that we're thinking about this year is last year was a little bit unprecedented for us with Apple Days. This year is also going to be a little bit different. But ultimately, our goal is to continue to preserve the history and the integrity of HASPR for years to come. So everything we are doing as a board each year is just going to continue to be a reflection for years to come as HASPR continues to grow.
Now, what can you guys tell us about the pie recipe you use?
Oh, that's a secret. That's Libby Custard's secret recipe. So we can tell you that we're buying hundreds of pounds of ingredients to make our 800 pies this year.
And I will say, even as the president, I do not know this recipe. It is squirreled away in the pie royalty binder. They are the only ones that are privy to this information each year for the board. So while we might all be there volunteering and get to see the ingredients individually, we have no idea, you know, the measurements or the exact science. That is solely something that is only privy to the pie royalty.
And how far back does this recipe go? Do you know? Are we talking like 40 years, or is this more recent than that? Or
I believe I actually quoted because somebody wanted to know if our pies were gluten-free, which they are not. That would change the integrity. And I believe it was 1846, but I could be wrong. I know it's 1800s is when Miss Libby, established her recipe and started making these pies.
Okay, so even longer than I thought. So that's pretty impressive to have that longstanding tradition here on Fort Riley. No wonder it's so popular.
Yes.
Well, we were talking about this a little bit in the first segment. There's a way that you can order the apple pie, and there's kind of a specific way you probably want to do it this time around here. How do people go about doing that?
Yes. So I will start by saying that we will have our apple pies for sale on Apple Day for $15 frozen. However, as it was probably mentioned earlier, Apple Day is now only open to DoD cardholders. So we are strongly encouraging everybody to get in their pie pre-orders, especially those that may not be able to physically attend Apple Day. The pie pre-orders end tomorrow evening, September 10th, at midnight. So if you are on the edge, get your pie order in. They are $13 pre-sale. The price does increase to $15. And you can get the information to purchase the pies and put your pre-sale order in on our HASPR Historical and Archaeological Facebook page, as well as our website, which is www.fortrileyhistoricalsociety.org. And on there, you'll see a tab for our Hass for Storts, where we've got some of our Ways and Means products that we sell year-round, coasters, pins, T-shirts. There is also a link specifically for apple pies.
Okay. And when do they need to pick up those pies when they order them?
So all pies must be picked up on Friday, September 24th. We've got two options for those. For that day, you can come from 9 until 11:30, or you can come from 4 until 6. If you do not come that day to pick up your apple pie, we will be reselling your apple pie at Apple Day. And we will be giving those pies to those individuals at the dining facility located on the airfield, which is building 813 on Marshall Avenue. The easiest way to come in, especially for anybody who may need to get a pass, would be through the Henry Gate. Come in the Henry Gate, go down towards the right as you're kind of coming around the curve right there at the airfield. The dining facility is right there on your right.
Okay, good enough. And how many apple pies will we be having made this year, Amanda?
We're aiming to make 800 pies this year.
800, wow. So how does that process go? Do you start like a week out, or how does that go?
Apple week, yes. Apple making week is the week prior to Apple Day. And we ask for a lot of volunteers to come help make an assembly line to assemble the pies and fill them full of, you know, love.
Well, Chris, have you ever partaken in that process?
I have not. This will be my first year. I'm excited to see what it looks like. I think it's going to be quite an undertaking. A lot of apple peeling, a lot of cleanup, I would think. So all the help would be greatly appreciated to support the organization.
Is that the step of the process you'll be in? Will you be peeling the apples in?
I would like to think that I'm going to be more of a supervisor.
This is an all hands on deck for both our volunteers within the community and our board, and it's kind of fun. I got to experience it as a volunteer last year with going in. I think Chris and Amanda have already been apple peeling. You know, they are, again, because they are privy to the recipe, they've been getting the measurements together so that we can make sure we have enough ingredients for our 800 pies. So they might be on the back end now after trying. They tried all of our apple peelers out so we could make sure that they were in good working order for that week.
I tested the recipe several times. It's ready.
So they're very dedicated. So they may choose to lay back a little bit that week and just kind of delegate. And that's totally fine, because that's what they're there for, is to tell us how we can help them and what we can do.
Now, getting all those pies made, when you put them in the oven, I can't imagine you just have a gigantic oven. You must have a few different ovens that you utilize.
The Defect, it has a couple of really big ovens that will help
spread them out. We are not going to bake all 800. We are going to bake around 200 for actual Apple Day, because we will be selling slices of apple pie with ice cream, or just a scoop of ice cream on Apple Day. So we will be baking only the pies that we are going to actually use for Apple Day. All of our pie pre-sales are picked up frozen. We will have frozen pies for sale the day of Apple Day. That way, if needed, we can save, you know, any extra and do some additional sales throughout the year, because they do keep well frozen.
All right. And you mentioned volunteers. Do you still need volunteers to come out and help at this point?
Yes.
Always. We always need volunteers.
We do have our sign-up available. Chris and Amanda determined the timing that we would need to make all of these apple pies. So the pie-making week officially starts Sunday, September 19th, and goes through Friday, September 24th. Sunday the 19th is more of a prepping day. Everybody's got to wash the apples, peel the stickers off the apples, make sure that everything's set up. But we do have plenty of opportunities during that week in both the morning time frame and early evening time. So if anybody is interested in that, that information is also on our Facebook page. There's a Sign Up Genius link on there. In that information, you will see you must have your food handler's card in order to come and help us that week. We ask that you arrive a few minutes early with that card in hand, proving that you have completed the course and are able to help us. But there are still some slots available. And on Friday the 24th, we really need some help. I noticed yesterday we're going to have everybody come in and pick up their pie pre-sale orders. So we need help with some runners to go back and forth from where we will be in the front of the Defect to the freezers in the back.
Okay, good. Good to know. And obviously, this is to help support Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, also known as HASFR. You guys do great work out there at Fort Riley, don't you?
We do. We are a great team. We have an amazing board this year. We've got a lot of exciting events going on. Apple Day is our biggest event. We're excited that though the mitigations are a little bit different this year, that we are still able to partake in this. We will be in two different locations, so come see us. Get some apple pie on the artillery field. Walk it off as you're walking up to the Calvary Parade Field. We'll be at the Custer House. Get another slice of apple pie while you're up there. Amanda and Chris will be split up, so you'll have to make your way around the whole footprint so that you do get the opportunity to meet both our Pie Queen and our Pie King. But we are very fortunate to have all of the volunteers on our board that have helped make this a success, and especially our Pie King and Queen, because there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of us don't know about, and they have both diligently been working so hard the past month and a half to make Apple Day what it is going to be, and the pies, and we really truly appreciate them.
Yeah, well, good work on all. And I just might ask you here in closing, apple pie with or without vanilla ice cream, what do you say?
Always with.
Okay, Chris?
It's not even worth discussing, with ice cream.
Okay, Mary, how about you?
Yes, I like my pie warmed up and with some ice cream.
Absolutely.
Vanilla ice cream.
Good stuff. All right, well, guys, thank you so much, and we look forward to a great Fall Apple Day Festival coming up here on September 25th. Again, those two sessions, 9 to 12 and 1 to 4 on the 25th. And get your pie orders in now. You got to get it in here soon. That'll do it here for this first half of the segment. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.